This is Sandra Rowland with the KPFT Local Station Board. I am convening the Management Selection and Review Committee today on the 30th of August. It's approximately 2:45 p.m. And if we could have our secretary please call the roll.
Okay, thank you. And I have 2:37, but okay. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana is here. Bill Crozier is here. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Lyndon's here. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Here.
Marianne is here. Susie Moreno?
Here.
Susie's here. Venetia Patel Adams?
Present.
Venetia's here. Sandra Rawline?
Here.
Sandra's here. Nancy Sabarin-Artomi?
Present.
Nancy's here. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle?
Here.
Richard's here. Rita Washington?
Present.
Rita's here. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Andy's here. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Ted is here. So let me count.
Teresa Allen did not hear her name called. I'm present.
Okay, so we have 14 here. Thank you, Teresa. I skipped you, I guess. Thank you, Teresa. 14 members here, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Okay, so agenda approval. I sent out the agenda a little after 2 o'clock this afternoon, so everybody should have it in your recent inbox. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
It's Bill, I so move.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, are there any objections?
Yes, there are.
What's your objection, Ted?
There are numerous. The first one is that the adjournment time, establishing a 3 to 3:30 at latest. I would like to have this meeting accomplish as much as possible, and I object to establishing an ending time. That's number one. And number two is that I sent you a item for the agenda. I would like my motion to be placed on the agenda. And I argue that any member of a committee can place anything on the agenda without a second. That is consistent with Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, thank you, Ted. I'm overruling your request to put the program director appointment on this agenda today. I believe that it is out of order. And as far as the adjournment time, I will be leaving this call no later than 3:30, no matter what you all decide to do, because I am dealing with a family medical emergency. And right now everything is under control, but I will have to leave this call at 3:30, so I apologize for that. Like I stated earlier, I don't know if you were on the call. I felt like it was prudent to continue with this meeting rather than cancel it at the last minute. We have a few things that are important that we need to go over, but we seriously cannot consider telling our interim general manager to appoint a program director. That is his job, or the job of the executive director. That is not the job of the LSB. So do we need to vote on that?
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
Okay, Bill, can you call a roll call?
Point of order. My point is that you have spoken on your opinion. I and every other member of this committee should have a right to speak one time before a vote's taken. You can then
okay, speak. Well, you already spoke when you motivated putting it on the agenda. Are there any members of the committee present who wish to speak to this motion?
I do.
Okay, so who is that?
Bob Gardner.
Okay, Bob, what would you like to say?
I agree with the ruling of the chair. I think it has no place in this meeting today, and we need to get on with the business at hand.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, Ted, go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes here to state your case, and then we can vote.
Just 1 minute,
thank you,
please.
Board. Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I am not saying that we have the right to appoint a program director. What I am saying is that we have the right to recommend to the general manager a pool of candidates from whom the general manager or interim general manager can make the selection. And we have the ability, the bylaws call for the creation of a program director. I at one time advocated that we leave that position open, but because of the current situation, I think we need to place someone in that position. I am not suggesting that we hire that person with a salary. I am just saying that we should consider someone and we address the salary issue separately, but at least we should put names forward because the current situation is inadequate. We are not raising enough money. Our general manager is not making any decisions related to programming. Programming has produced very little revenue relative to what we need to go forward. We are abdicating our responsibility if we do not offer someone to the interim general manager as a possible filler of that position.
Okay, thank you, Ted. I guess we need to go to a vote. Bill, can you call the roll?
Okay, so vote yes to sustain the chair's ruling.
I have a question.
What is the question?
So if we vote to agree with you on this ruling, that doesn't mean that we can't talk about it at a later date, correct?
Absolutely. I
okay.
would welcome each and every member of this committee that if you have somebody in mind that could serve as a volunteer program director, that you put that name forward. You don't have to vet it through me. You can go directly to our interim general manager, as far as I'm concerned, or you can go to our executive director. Any one of you has the capability and the ability. You do not need my permission to put a suggestion forward, and we do not need to meet about it in this committee. So can we have a vote, please?
Okay, and so a yes vote means you want to sustain the chair's ruling, and no vote says you do not agree with the chair. Teresa Allen?
What was that again, Bill?
Teresa?
Allen votes against the ruling of the chair.
Teresa votes no. Adriana Kostanev?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yeah.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gardner?
A yes vote is with the chair. Is that correct?
Correct.
Then I vote yes.
Okay. Bob Goetz votes yes. Patrick White? Is there none on the call? Wally James, are you on the call? Can't hear you. Dwayne Lark, are you on the call? Can't hear you. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Call.
Is it a pass?
Pass,
okay. Susie Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. I'll come back to you, Sandra. Nancy Sabara Nortomi?
Pass.
Pass. Wendy Sherrill, are you on the call? Can't hear you. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Abstain.
Rita abstains. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Ted votes no. Link back. Marian Martinez?
Abstain.
You abstain. Nancy?
Abstain.
Abstain. And then I didn't hear from Patrick Hoyt, Wiley James, Dwayne Lark, Wendy Sherrill, or Deb Shafto. Are any of you on the call? Okay, let me give the count.
Bill, I didn't hear your vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Abstain. Maybe I didn't call myself. Okay. 7 yes, 3 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I don't feel it's necessary to vote on this. Okay, so thank you. That
okay,
motion
so the chair's vote. Chair's ruling sustained.
Okay, so that motion will not be added to this this agenda. Next item,
Allen, for the stack, Madam Chair.
We're not taking a stack right now. The next item we're going to is minutes approval, Teresa.
Ma'am, I have an item for minutes approval. I have a question.
Okay, so what is your question?
I guess I want to ask, is it appropriate to look at applications before the deadline? And I ask that because if you see something that you really like, would we actually possibly be start lobbying for a candidate before we have all of the applications?
What does that have to do with minutes approval?
Because that's an item on the agenda, disbursement of applications.
We're talking about minutes approval, Teresa. What does that question have to do with minutes approval?
Madam Chair, we haven't finished with agenda approval.
I think we did. I apologize. My mistake. Okay. Are there any other items that need to be added to this agenda?
Madam Chair, Teresa Allen, I just have a question. Are you saying with item number 6, disbursement of applications, that you're ready to send out the application that we have?
It means we're going to discuss it when we get to that point.
Okay.
All right. So is there any other addition to that agenda?
Madam Chair?
Teresa, what?
I'd like to ask what is the difference in item number 5 and item number 6?
We'll get to that when we get to those items. I mean, if you can't understand what it says, then I'll explain it to you when we get there.
Okay.
I'm sorry, folks. I have had very little sleep, and I am very tired. So I apologize in advance, and I have little patience for a lot of minutia at this point this afternoon. So please bear with me. Please try to hold your questions and your comments and your points of order, and let's try to get through this as productively as we possibly can.
Nancy,
can I ask? Okay, Nancy?
Yes. Can the committee allow on the agenda to allow Venetia Patel Adams to send the second PSA in Spanish to the whole committee instead of...
Can we talk about that when we get to the next section about PSA?
It's not on the meeting. It's not on the agenda. Is it?
There's a section about PSAs right after minutes.
Sure is. Okay.
Okay.
And
so
also,
is there any...
One more thing. I would like to suggest when the chair has to leave, it is usually traditional for the next officer to take over the chair pro tem. Just Just wanted to say that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. So for agenda approval, are there any other items that need to be added to this agenda at this point? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay, so minutes approval is next. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Which minutes, Madam Chair?
The ones from 2 weeks ago?
Actually, I didn't realize until this morning I didn't send them out, so we don't have any minutes to approve. Sorry.
Okay, so then we'll take that up next time. Sorry. Okay, PSAs. Here we are. Multiple versions have been submitted and are currently being aired. I really appreciate the work of Susie and Venetia and Sandy and everyone that participated in that to get the PSAs. I appreciate that there's various versions of it. And if there's an additional version, Venetia, that you wish to have submitted, you are more than welcome to send it directly to Judon and to Bobby and or to the whole committee so that that one can get put in circulation as well. Does anybody
can I get
else
on
have
stack about that?
Absolutely.
So I don't mind doing that, but the thing is we had agreed that you would send all communications as chair. And my second question is, can you, maybe you want to email Judon and say, like, V is going to, talk to you about the PSAs from now on or something like that. And then my second point or question is, can you, or me, if you decide, with the agreement of everyone on this committee, I would like to see, I think the easiest way to request when and which PSAs are being aired is just to ask Bobby or Judon Bowie to send us the PSA schedule. And I think that's the best way. That way everyone on the committee can see exactly when it's being aired, how many times, and we can all, you know, hopefully decide that we're satisfied with that.
Okay, that's a great suggestion. Thank you for that.
Bill for the stack.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was a PSA schedule that could be provided to the committee. But I have no problem sending on the second Spanish language PSA. If you will please resend it to me. I think you said that you did send it, but I really don't have time right now to search.
That's fine.
For it.
I can resend it to you.
If you resend it, I'll make sure that I send it on to Mr. Boney and to Bobby and CC the committee on it so that they can get that one into circulation as well.
And
what was the other question?
PSA schedule? Can you request the PSA schedule?
Yes, that's a good suggestion. I can do that. Is that something that is normally provided to all the programmers?
No.
No, it's not. But I don't think this would be a problem because when we would go in, it was, like, right there, so it wasn't anything that was, like, secret or anything. So I don't think it should be, like, some kind of privacy issue.
No. Okay. So, no, I can definitely request that. Thank you, Venetia. Bill, you're next.
Sandra, I know you're busy. If you want me to contact Bobby and Judon about this stuff, I can do that for you.
I would appreciate it.
Okay.
So are
Nancy,
there any other comments? Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. I would like the same process that was done before to be sent to the committee and let them hear it before it goes on the air and not just delegate only to one person or two people, the chair and one member only, and then it gets put on the air. I think we have a right to hear it at least before it's sent to the to be put on the air. And I've been hearing the two, one from Akua Holt and one from Sam on the air since the Spanish programs, like Gus Garza during his show, it was played, the Spanish version. And otherwise, it's the English of Akua Holt has been played that I've been hearing since Sunday.
I did email the file, and I'll re-email it right now. May I get back on stack? I'm sorry, I actually have a...
Go ahead.
I think we had agreed before that you would be the one communicating about everything.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have a problem if somebody wants to help me with that because I'm dealing with a lot right now. But you
I
know,
think
if you want to
the
send
case,
it, If you want to send it to me, I will take care of it.
Okay. I just suggest that if anyone else is going to reach out to our IGM or any other person, you be the one to at least introduce them and say, like, this is, you know, something that, because, like I said, we had previously agreed that all communications would go through you.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem CCing this committee and letting Judon know that you and Bill will be communicating with he and Bobby about the PSAs, if that's okay.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
Sandy. Just in response to what Nancy was talking about, the wording of the PSAs have all been sent to all of us.
The Spanish
version.
Thank you, Richard.
Do you speak Spanish, Nancy?
No, but I have a right to listen to it before it goes on the air. I'm a member of this committee, so I don't think we should carte blanche bypassing the committee when we did not do that for the other, the English versions. The committee was able to hear it and comment.
Okay, well, I think Venetia just said that she was sending that out, so you'll have an opportunity to listen to it.
To she said she would send it out to you, not to the committee. I want it clear that the committee has priority over what goes on the air, and if nobody...
I agree. I agree with you, Nancy. I sent it to the group, and I'm about to send it one more time, and I'll message it to you directly.
Teresa Allen, thank
you. Thank you.
And I have friends who are Spanish-speaking people, so it doesn't maybe mean that because I speak Spanish or I don't speak Spanish. That's regardless. I'm a member of the community. I have a right to see every member of the community.
Okay. Sorry for offending you, Nancy. Sorry. My apologies.
I'm not
Sandy
offended.
Is your
phone. I'm just pointing out something.
Sandy Weinman, yeah. You're next on the stack.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so currently there are four total PSAs in the hands of the station. Judon Boney has instructed Bobby to run these PSAs or run at the top of each hour. For those of you that do programming, programs are now sliced into 58-minute compartments. In other words, if you have a three-hour show, you send in three segments. And at the end of each segment, the 58th minute, to the top of the hour, so for instance, 1:58 in the afternoon till 2 p.m., two PSAs are aired. And then the next segment of whatever show is on starts at the top of the hour. That's how PSAs are running. So there are a total of four per hour, 24 hours a day, and Bobby is in charge of getting those queued up. The schedule itself, I'm not sure, but that needs some help, some love as well. We've requested that Judon run these every other hour, so that the RPSA is aired every 2 hours. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Teresa, I think you were next.
Teresa, are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry for that confusion. Yes. I think that, Sandra, if you don't have time to do this request, if you would just find someone that will do it for you and tell us right here on the phone so we who know who's going to be accountable. Okay, so if you designate, Venetia Patel Adams to do it, then she can proceed. I did just see an email from Judon Boney, and it was in response to an email from Venetia, and it was an email to Bobby saying, if these PSAs are not airing, please add them into the program and schedule and confirm by email that they are airing as requested. So he's just requested that of Bobby. And if I understood correctly of Sandy Weinman, Sandy, you're suggesting that they're played every other hour rather than every hour. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So is that a motion so we can vote on that?
No, this is operations, Teresa, and, you know, it's just a suggestion. And they may not do it that often, right?
So I think that once an hour is great. Sorry.
We're in a fun drive, and we have to remember we have to do our appeals and the other TSAs, and that's quite a bit if you think about from now until mid-September, every other hour, every day.
But we're also, like, we have been airing them for such a little time.
Well, I guess, I have the floor. I guess unless, because I was confused about whether that should be a motion or not, I guess unless we vote on this, we're leaving this up to the chair to make that suggestion or not to the interim general manager. My other point that I did want to ask about, and I guess it falls under this item on the agenda, is I do not see the opening on our KPFT website. I do not see the posting. I also do not see the posting anymore of the development, I mean, the membership assistant. So I'm assuming that that job is filled. And I do not see the posting of the engineering position, although I was told that there was going to be an opening. So,
Teresa, you're out of order. It is not the purview of this committee to deal with the membership or the engineer position.
Well, I am wondering. Yes, I appreciate that, Madam Chair. So, but I am just wondering why we still don't have this posted on our website, or am I wrong? Because I'm not seeing it.
It has been requested, and it has been acknowledged by Judon Boney, directing Bobby to do so. I saw that email. Why Bobby has not posted it, I do not know. But I do know it is on the Pacifica.org site and various other sites. So if it's not on our site, that would be the failing of the people that are paid to work at KPFT for not getting it done, because it has been requested.
Madam Chair,
tell Adam for the staff.
Okay.
Adriana for the staff.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, Venetia and then Adriana.
I think we can just, Bobby does a lot. I think we can just send like a gentle reminder about those things. I agree, they definitely need to be on KPFT. It's really ridiculous that they're not, especially this close to the deadline. And then my second thing was, I agree with Teresa. I think for the sake of consensus and so that we're all on the same page and there's no confusion in the future, we could vote on who, while you're preoccupied with your emergency, Sandra, we should vote on who is going to be the one communicating.
Well, I've already said that I'll be the one that's communicating, so I'm just reaffirming that right now.
Okay, great.
Okay, so do we have any other
Yeah, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Adriana was first.
I'm sorry. Wait, Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I was trying to say orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Adriana. And Nancy, what else?
Yes, I want to correct that. I've been hearing the GM Search PSAs playing since Democracy Now! Friday. So right after it ended, then I heard the first one, and then I heard it after the second show, and then I heard it third
okay,
time
well,
in the afternoon.
Thank you for that report. I think that we can
Friday
successfully get a PSA report or schedule from one of our staff members that will be submitted to the committee, so I'll request that. So are there any other questions or comments concerning the PSAs?
Wendy's here. I just want to tell you guys.
Oh, hi, Wendy.
And Deb Shafto, too.
Hi.
Hi,
Pat. Patrick on the phone.
Okay, hi,
Pat. Okay,
Patrick.
I got all three of you.
Okay,
can I just say one thing really fast?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone that helped me produce those PSAs. I know Sandy produced his own, and thank you, Sandy, for that. But there was a lot of people whose input I got, and so just thank you for everyone. It was like half of the committee.
I agree. Thanks to everyone who participated in that task. You did a great job, and I do appreciate it.
Okay, so next up is the applications received to date. This is just a simple statement that I wanted to make. I have been checking the inbox, and we have to date 8 applicants. They have all received the automated response, thank you for your interest. And other than that, I have not explored anything any further. I'm waiting until the close date. Does anybody have any questions?
Adriana,
go
ahead. I was told that we received 9.
Who told you that we received 9?
The assistant from the one that is receiving the application. I think that is Janet Copper.
Well,
she said we received 9.
That's a possibility. Janet Cobran is also the other recipient, and I have not checked today, so it's possible that since Friday there has been another application received. But as of the last time I checked, there were 8. But they should be going to both Janet Cobran and to our inbox. Okay, so are there any other questions about the number of applicants received? Okay, going on to item number 6, the disbursement of applications to committee members. I just have something I want to throw out for all of you. You can weigh on it. You can comment on it. We can decide. We don't have to decide today, but in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's just really no safe way for us to meet in person to go over all of the resumes. Once the close date occurs, we'll know how many we have. I would like to suggest, because there is an issue with some people and technology, myself included, and there's an issue with snail mail, that I will take the responsibility of, once the close date occurs, the following day, to print out all of the cover letters, the resumes, the applications, the references for each applicant, make a hard copy for each member of this committee, and then arrange to be at KPFT on a specified date and time, or even come to your location if you can't come to where the station is located, so that I can hand deliver a hard copy of all of the resumes in advance of our next meeting. That way, everybody will have a hard copy. They can read it. They can sign off that they've gotten it. We can make sure that they've got their confidentiality agreement in place. And that way, you can take a few days' time before the meeting to review them individually, so that when we get on the next meeting, we will have a kind of an idea of where we want to go, if there's some that we like especially well or some that we don't think are qualified that we can rule out. I know that Lydia has said on more than one occasion that she would really like for us to get her a pool of candidates ASAP. That being said, my biggest concern is that by the time we get a pool of candidates to Lydia to make a choice, for a general manager, that we will not have money to pay this person. So we need to seriously think about a plan B. So does anybody have any questions or objections to my idea of hand-delivering resume packets to each of you?
I just want to thank you for volunteering to do that. That's really nice. I know your life is really busy.
Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, these were all emailed by the applicants in the first place. And up until the last time we did this, applications for positions were emailed around. And it's still the way that the P&B does it. And I don't see any problem with doing that as long as the people have returned in a signed confidentiality agreement to you so that, you know, you can go ahead and send them the information. It'd be easier for you. Eliminates the problem of everybody having to be there when you're there. There's almost certainly going to be some members of the 20 of the members of our committee who won't be able to come when you're there. And plus, you know, we may it may slip up. You may, one may fall through the cracks, and you may have to do it again for whatever ones have been left out, or, you know, because sometimes applicants will send supplementary material after they've sent the original thing. I just know it gets complicated. Plus, you may get a flood of applicants at the last day or two. That's frequently what happens also. So I suggest you email them to the people on the committee who have already signed a confidentiality agreement. It'll be easier for you,
Bill.
And us. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Adriana?
Yes. Well, Madam Chair, I think that that we never did that last time because we know that emails are being hacked and then people, nobody is responsible. I believe that it's a better option, and I think that you mentioned that before, because that's the way that the PMB is doing it. When they put there all those applications, they can allow the people that you, that the committee decide that sign all the confidentiality agreement, we can go there and check those applications. We don't need anybody else sending this around, because that's the way by email that things are being lost and things are being, you know, nobody's responsible and then things leak. Last time we didn't send anything by email. It's okay, like you said, we have before the option to be in person. This time we do not, but I believe that the email is the worst option. I noticed, and Lydia explained it, I think, to you or to all of us when we were in one meeting, one MSRC meeting that she was attending, she said that is an option, and Bill knows, and everybody that was in the PMB at some point in time knows this, they open in a specific document depository, if you want, and then all the members that are allowed can go there and check all the information that was received. I think that that is the safest, and we don't need to deal with emails.
Well, thank you, Adriana. The reason that I'm, and thank you, Bill, and thank you, Wendy. The reason that I feel like it's important to put a hard copy in everybody's hands is because of the issues that people have with emails. You know, there are too many times, just on this committee as an example, where people say, I didn't get the agenda, I didn't get the minutes, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. You know, so I just really feel like it's, I'm capable of doing it. I don't have a problem doing it, getting hard copies in everybody's hands. If you don't want a hard copy and you're satisfied with an email copy, I'll be happy to just send you the email copy. But for those people that have difficulty with downloading, they don't have printers, they can't read, they don't have, some people don't have computers. They do everything off of their cell phone. Me personally, I can't read all of those resumes off of my cell phone. There's just no way that I would be able to do that. So that's why I'm willing to send them out to everybody so that everyone can have hard copy. And then if there are supplemental, if there's a flurry of emails at the deadline, then we can postpone our next meeting until we've had a chance to accept all of those resumes and get them in the proper order so that everybody can get a hard copy of it. So, I, like I said, I don't have a problem doing it if it makes life easier for others.
I'm sorry,
point of order.
There's several people trying to talk.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry that I didn't make my point across. I'm sorry, I couldn't explain me perfectly. I agree totally with you giving us the hard copies, but what I said, no emails. The other option, always open a depository for everything, and we can go exactly to that depository if we are allowed to and check it from there. But I agree 100% with you saying that you will give us hard copies. I don't want the email. It's the only thing that I don't like. Sorry.
Okay. So Lisa, thank you. I think Ted is next, and then Teresa.
First of all, this dialoguing back and forth between Adriana and the committee, she needs to get back on the stack and get in line just like the rest
of
us.
Okay, stop.
But
if you have something to say, let's say it. We're not gonna scold our fellow members. Just whatever you have to say. We don't need you to point out any dialogue about Adriana. So go ahead.
I have to say is that I don't think it's an either or. I think Adriana's point is well taken, and for those people who want to receive something in the mail, which is a rather expensive undertaking, it would seem to me. But
I'm not sending
people,
anything by U.S. mail, Ted. I said I would hand deliver or email them. And I also like her comment about the depository where people have access to. That's jobs@pacifica.org.
I was almost done with my comment. What I wanted to say
well,
is that for those
sure
of us, what I wanted to say is for those of us who can go straight to the site, I think, which
what?
I can,
yes,
I would like to be able to do.
You said straight to the site and then you cut off. What did you say after that?
For those of us who can go to the document just as Adriana suggested, I think we should be allowed to do that. For those that need to have a copy sent to them, they can do it that way as well. We don't have to do it all size fits all. Okay? That's my comment.
Thank you, Ted. Does anybody else have any comments, suggestions, questions?
Teresa.
Yes, Nancy. Oh,
Teresa.
Teresa and then Nancy.
I like the idea of the repository that I as I understand it, we can go on there and read it, but we can't copy it. Does anyone here have some experience with how we can do that? And I would kind of like to again, get the opinion of Venetia Patel Adams, who has done a search, and also Rita Washington about sending out emails. I'm a little reluctant to send everything out electronically, and I would also be happy to help deliver them if needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, Nancy.
And then Wendy.
Yes. I would like to keep fair. Keep fairness, and I think something that Marianne said before we got on the meeting started, but when all of them are collected, I think at that time it should be given the committee ability to read them, and not as they come in, but all at once when the deadline has finished. To be fair.
That's the plan. Like I said, the only reason I know how many applicants there are is because I checked it on Friday and made sure that everybody got their auto response, that we received their resume. And you can go on and test that yourself. If you send an email to that email address, you should get an automated response. I mean, I tested it when I set it up. But, okay, so, yes, I agree. I think the entire committee is in agreement that we don't look at anything until the close date. And then to try to get the full resumes for each applicant in the hands of every member who has signed a confidentiality agreement, ASAP, whether it's through the repository or via email, or via hand delivery, whichever way we need to do it to make it equitable for all members so that everybody can have a chance to review. That's my focus. That's my goal, to try to make that happen for everybody. I think, Wendy, you were next on the stack.
I know someone else was before me, but I just wanted to get on it. Okay, so I just wanted to remind everybody that we all are signing these confidentiality agreements, and that is the best we can. We can't police everybody 24 hours a day, but we are all adults here, and we know about the law, and we know that we can't share them with anybody. And that said, it doesn't matter how we get them, we still can't share them. But for people that are worried about if email is secure enough to be sending resumes, there is ways to send secure email. I'm sure you've gotten them from your bank or your somebody that needs you to sign some papers or something, if you could set up a DocuSign kind of a thing where they sign for it right when they get it, and that the people who are applying have already trusted us enough to send their stuff via email. So I don't think it's a problem with email as long as you can keep track of everything. So you might try something like DocuSign to handle that.
Richard to the
stack. Patel, add them to the stack, please.
Okay, wait. Okay, I think it was Adriana, and then Richard, and then Venetia. Did I leave somebody else?
Well, Bill, add me.
Rita Washington.
Rita, you were, I think you were after Venetia.
And
okay,
Bill.
So I have Adriana, Richard, Venetia, Rita, and then Bill. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, thank you. Teresa, you asked about the experience with the depository that the foundation does, and I think that Otis, the ITs are the one that organize that, is very good because you can go there in your own time. You will have your own password, and you will go there, and you can do, you can listen, you can read, you can copy those. It's up to you, and it's your own pace. And what I'm talking about is not, the emails are not secure. What I'm trying to say is emails can be hacked. And we have that experience in this foundation more than once. All of us have our emails being hacked. That's why I'm talking about no emails. If we can go to that depository and do it in our own time, and Sandra will be so kind to give us hard copies, I think that we are totally covered that way. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Richard?
Okay. Move me to the last.
Venetia?
I'd like Rita to go before me since she hasn't spoken.
I'm sorry?
What?
I'd like Rita to go before me because she has not spoken.
Thank you. Rita, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, I haven't, but you haven't spoken on this issue, but it doesn't matter. At this point, we cannot control what anyone does with these resumes, but we can control how expedient it would be for them to be able to pass the information on to others, even though they have signed the confidentiality agreement. When I was chair of the MSRC, we did hard copies, but we were able to meet in person, so that was a little different. I agree with you, Sandra. That's the easiest way. That way, the opportunity for sending it is going to be more difficult. It doesn't mean that you can't pass it on to other people, but it's going to require you to do some work to pass it on to other people when you have just that hard copy. When it's emailed or you can copy it and paste it through the Internet, it gets there in 2 minutes. But if you only have that hard copy, you're going to have to scan it or take a picture of it, all those pictures. That makes it a lot more difficult to send those emails. So I'm definitely in agreement with Sandra's initial suggestion to do it that way for the people that have difficulty with the emails or with downloading. They have the opportunity, and they can also have the opportunity to look at it and have time to read it and digest it before we meet. I think it's the most fair and equitable way to ensure that we are doing a process that is going to be fair to all of those who are concerned, who we are considering for this very important position with KPFT. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay. I believe it is Bill is next.
Oh, no, I'm next.
Okay, thank you.
Lee Patel Adams is next.
Oh, sorry, Venetia.
That's okay. I have a few questions. My first one is, if someone can explain to me briefly the privacy laws around resumes, because I would think that's not a big deal, especially since we are a nonprofit and we should be transparent. And then also my second question is, what is our process going to be? What's our process going to be after we get the applications? We're picking out three each, I think. Please clarify. That's it.
Oh, that's a good question, and I don't have an answer right now. I think that's up to the body to decide how they're going to, what they're going to do with the resumes when they get them. I mean, right now there's only 8, possibly 9, and so that's not a lot. I feel strongly
that we should discuss it and determine the process before we even see any of those resumes.
I agree. So maybe we should have a meeting next Sunday instead of waiting until the 13th. That way we can have information about the depository that Adriana was referring to, and it'll be a little bit closer to the deadline. So thank you for that, Venetia.
Can you answer my first question?
What was it again?
What's the laws around privacy of resumes, especially for nonprofits?
As far as the laws, what laws are you referring to?
I mean, we're talking about keeping these confidential and it being illegal and stuff. I just want to know, like, so is it illegal for us to share? And I'm not saying I want to or anything. I just want to know. Is it illegal for us to share these resumes, and I don't really understand why, since we're a nonprofit, if that is the case. I just don't even understand why a resume would have to be private like that. It seems like it should be a public thing.
Nancy,
Teresa,
for the stack.
Okay, I'm at my limit for this meeting, guys, but if you want to continue with the conversation, please feel free to do so. I set the meeting for the 13th of September is an executive session. I'm going to go back and change that to next Sunday so that we can address this in a little bit further detail. As far as I know, it's just as far as privacy is concerned, the main thing about the confidentiality and the work of this committee is that members of this committee are not contacting applicants individually, that we are doing it as a group with group authority. As far as keeping everything private, I believe that anybody who has to submit a resume via internet or online is aware there's, in some instances, they have you sign their terms and conditions when you submit it, letting you know that this resume will be viewed by X number of people or whatever the case may be. We didn't do that. We're a nonprofit. So I don't know that there's any specific laws that say that we can't share resumes with other people. But the confidentiality agreement says we're not going to contact our applicants individually or on the side or that sort of thing. So I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for in the way of an answer. That
answers my question. Thank you.
And actually, I'd like to address some of this stuff too. I think I'm next to speak on it.
Okay. Bill is next.
No, Nancy.
Richard. No, Nancy. Bill is next. And then Richard has to be at the end of the stack. So, Richard, do you want to be after Nancy?
Maybe we should elect a pro tem poll.
I'm sorry?
Should we elect a pro tem chair? It's already 3:30.
I have to go. Bill, what is next?
Okay, well, actually, give me the stack, and I'll continue if you want. Me, and then who else?
You, and then Richard, and then Nancy.
Richard, and then Teresa.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I will be in touch with Judon about the PSAs and the PSA schedule. I will be in touch with Otis about the depository for the documents, and I will reschedule the meeting for next Sunday. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. Great day.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Sandra. All the best.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay,
Sandra.
Well, I'm secretary. If it's okay, I'll continue. I'll chair. We can get through it pretty quickly. Is that okay with everybody, or do we have to spend the rest of the meeting just electing our pro tem chair and then resign and then adjourn?
Bill, may I have the floor?
Yes, Adriana.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Well, we do have a stack already.
About this issue. I'm sorry. It's about this issue.
Okay, Adriana.
Posted till 3:30 this minute. is what is posted
in case. You know, that doesn't matter what's posted for the end time.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, we did approve the agenda, and it says we end at 3:30. So I guess really we should be. Does somebody want to move to extend time?
I move to extend the 20 minutes.
Wait. Let me. Okay, who, was that Teresa that wanted the floor to make a motion on that?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay, Teresa.
I move that we extend the time 20 minutes. Doesn't mean we have to use all 20 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objections?
It's out of order.
This is Wally. I was calling in for the 3:30. I got the wrong time. I thought it was 3:30.
Let me just ask, was there any objections to extending it 20 minutes so we can just continue?
I have a question, and I have point of information already twice.
Okay, who's that? I can see whoever it is kind of muffled and echoing.
It's Susie.
Oh, Susie. Okay. Yeah, Susie?
So what do we have left on the agenda that we want to extend time?
I respond. Finish
this item. And the next, that's the only other thing on the agenda. We already took care of next meeting.
Disbursement or what item?
Disbursement of applications to give any members. And then after that is next meeting, which Sandra already said she would take care of and then adjourn.
She's already finished both disbursement and?
Yes.
Well, there's four people on the stack still to talk about the disbursement.
No, it's adjourned.
3:30.
Okay, Teresa moved to extend 20 minutes. Are there objections?
Even Teresa moved. She moved too late. It's 3:33 now.
Then hang up. I want to hear what the people on the stack have to say.
Hang up if you don't want to be on it.
Who's ever after that?
I don't think we're going to have any pass any strange motions or anything.
No motion.
Be in the minutes. That two members, Wendy and Lyndon, said to hang up if you don't like it. I want that in the minutes.
Oh, come on,
good.
Nancy.
Put it in the minutes.
You scream at us. We don't put
Mr.
that in the minutes.
I don't put all the comments
Mr.
in the minutes,
Chair,
or they'd be 20
This is out of
long.
Order. Point of order.
Okay. Do I have to call the roll so we can decide on whether to extend time?
No, point of order. You're out of
Please
order,
Please do.
Bill. It's okay.
I'll, there's some motions to extend time. Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
It has to be extended before the time
is up.
Vote
yes.
Bill,
I think she did make the motion.
This city's done this before 3:30, y'all. I don't think this is proper.
3:30. Adriana, how do you
vote? Sandra didn't leave before 3:30. I pointed out when it was 3:30, so we could extend time, but no one did it, so I don't think this is proper.
Yes, it's illegal to pass people's resumes out.
Adriana?
Some people just want to talk. Nothing's going to happen.
I can't hear you, Adrian. Can everybody please mute themselves so we can do this vote so we don't...
Bill, all
you
can
do
is...
If you just want to totally disrupt the meetings, then I don't know why you're here, frankly.
The meeting is finished.
No, it's not, Nancy.
Yes,
okay.
It is. Adrian,
how to vote. Nancy, please stop interrupting and disrupting.
Okay, this will be documented, Bill, for your...
That is fine with me. Document all you want. But
Bill.
You're the one... Okay, right now I'm calling the roll for the motion on the floor, which is to extend time.
You don't have the right to do that. You don't have
that, Bill. Nancy, you're out of order. Please
what
let
the
meeting
finish at 3:30.
Okay, Adriana, I don't hear a vote from Adriana. Bill Crozier votes yes to the motion. Lyndon Foley?
I vote no. If you stop speaking, maybe you can hear.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Linda votes yes. Bob Gardner, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick Hoyt?
Patrick votes yes.
Patrick votes yes. Thank you. Wally James?
Yes.
Patrick votes yes. Dwayne Lark, are you on the call? I don't think he's here. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Susie Moreno?
No, and you never let me finish my question, and my questions were not answered. That's very, very rude.
We'll get to you. You're on the stack. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
Okay, Venetia votes no. Sandra Rawline has left. Nancy Sabara Nartomi?
Yes.
you wish to vote, Nancy? Can't hear you. Wendy Sherrill?
Vote is out of order.
Yes.
Wendy votes yes.
No.
Yep. Okay, Nancy votes no. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Giesel?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. So, let's see, I didn't hear votes from Adriana. Did you vote? You want you to vote?
She said no. I heard her.
I didn't hear her. Adriana, how do you wish to vote?
I said before, if you stop speaking.
She did. She came on and voted no.
I say
okay,
no.
Well, let me just hear from Adriana.
No. You want me to yell again? No. Bill, no.
Okay,
no.
Adriana votes
Bill,
no. Thank
no.
you. Bob Gardner, didn't hear from you. Didn't hear from Dwayne or Sandra's gone. And Rita, I didn't hear your vote. Rita Washington.
Did you call Teresa?
No.
Yes, I got Teresa's vote. Rita? Can't hear you. Okay, let me count. We have 12 yes. We have 4 no's. That's more than 2/3. So the motion to extend time 20 minutes is approved. Okay. Let me write that down for the minutes. Excuse me.
Teresa didn't say 30 minutes. She said 20 minutes.
20.
Oh,
sorry. I thought that's what I said. Okay. And it's
said, and that would be,
right
and that would be 350. That would be 350, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, I was next on the stack, and then we have Robert and Nancy and Teresa and Susie. Okay,
Richard's
I agree
in there
with
after you. Richard's in there after you.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you. I agree with part of what you, Venetia was saying, that we should decide on the process before we start looking at the resumes. And regarding the legality, this is something I mentioned before we started this whole thing. We need to be checking with NEDA, with our HR experts, and make sure we're following the process correctly. Because the last time we did a GM search, we were chastised and more because we weren't following the law. And I remember even Markeisha told the committee that we could lose our license. We're violating FCC regulations regarding EEOC because we weren't following all the right HR procedures. So basically all I'm saying is that we need to check with NEDA and make sure get their advice. Now regarding, you know, resumes and why they need to be confidential, you know, the content of the resumes I don't think are that sensitive. I mean, they're really an advertisement for somebody. But some people don't want their current employers to know that they're applying for another job. This applies to any kind of job. And so even the name shouldn't be – let me – I've almost finished. The name should not be leaked, even if you don't – even if you don't spread around the resume.
You're not the
right. You are not the chair.
This is my opinion. I had the right to speak. I was on the floor. This is a committee meeting.
He was on the stack.
Okay, Richard is next on the stack.
Right, a bunch of things that are not right, and keep going about 10 different.
Okay, we'll put you on the stack, Adriana. Richard's next.
Okay, I heard a question about this item that's on the agenda. That's disbursement of applications that we were talking about at the end. That was just a discussion. It was a. We didn't make a decision one way or the other, I don't think, and we're going to meet again in a week. So I hope we don't beat on that anymore today. I hope we just go on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nancy?
Yes, about the propaganda you were doing about the last search, saying it was illegal, it was out of order. We followed every single one of the EEOC's requirements. And after we finished, we had it checked point by point. And Markeisha brought us the EEO, which required doing a job fair, which we did not do. So you make it sound so like we did nothing, like we did horrible things. And that's not the point of a
chairing a meeting, Bill. You shouldn't be giving your opinion like it's God's word. And it influences people in a wrong way, like what we did. And you were part of that. You were part of that committee. The next
thank
thing
you for
about,
your opinion.
Yeah, no,
okay,
no,
sorry,
no, I didn't get no. But your part about downplaying the importance of somebody finding out that they who work at another radio station are applying for a job at another radio station, you downplayed the sensitivity of it. It could cost that person a promotion because only one's going to be selected, right? It could cost that person his or her job. So it is a very important thing. So I really think that we need to be very, very careful not to share, not to send, not to contact any of these people, because that's what happened at the last GM search. One of our board members contacted and negotiated. If I help you, would you give me a job? This actually happened, and she sent an email out. And this person was kicked out of the MSRC by the board, an open meeting. So I'm just giving a warning to you. Think about if you were in the shoes of one of those applicants, you would not want to endanger their job. That's all.
Thank you. And actually, I was agreeing on that with you, Nancy. Teresa's next.
Okay. I think that we need to have the process set before we see these documents, and I would like to, I guess, maybe perhaps we need to have a subcommittee that would prepare the process. I don't know whether we need to all see those documents and have some sort of rating, like have they, yes or no, have they satisfied the educational requirements? Yes. Have they satisfied the experience requirement? Yes. And a yes and no, and so we eliminate a certain number by the end. I mean, I'm thinking we need to have some sort of process prepared. Maybe Netta could give us a sample before we go. Perhaps Venetia Patel Adams or Rita Washington were happy with the process that they used to make that that original cut or that original review. And I still do like the idea of the repository rather than emailing out, and I'm wondering if we can officially recruit someone to investigate that. If you want me to check with Otis McClay, I could do that, or if someone has any experience in that, if they could take the initiative, I'd appreciate it.
Sandra just said she's doing it.
Yeah.
We'll have to coordinate with Sandra, and John Emil would probably be the right person to go to first. He's Otis's boss, and, you know, maybe one of them could do it if they have time. But it will take some time.
Call Adam to the staff.
Okay.
But Teresa, why don't you talk to Sandra and you all coordinate, see if you can find somebody to help set that up.
Okay, I will confirm
okay,
with
and
Sandra
so we have,
that she's that. Wait, let me just finish this thought so we're agreed on what I'm going to do. I'm just going to check with Sandra that she's the one that's going to check on the deposit repository. I also have a point of information.
That's who will, Jason, before she left.
Will the phone numbers and the reference numbers be listed on all those things, and is there an understanding that no one will ever call any of those numbers?
Maybe we should just take them off.
Okay, Venetia, we'll put you back on the stack, but only just it's part of the
thank
process.
You.
So you're right, Teresa, we need to establish the process. I agree on that. Susie's next, and then Adrienne, and then Venetia. Susie?
Okay, so I disagree with Richard about the disbursement because I think Sandra did say that she was going to send hard copies and the other, not the emails. Also, I would like to know if another issue about the process is how long will we have to review, the committee members have to review the resumes? Because last time we had to rush through them, and I think we need a little time to review them. So does anybody go? What, like Rita or me, what did we do? I think with
Rita, we kind of rushed through it, and I think we need a little time. So what are the ideas on that?
Good question. Sounds like something else for the subcommittee. Maybe you could be on it.
Right.
This one.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes. To start with, we need to put the point in the right way. I personally, with my lawyer, we went to the EEOC and talked to their lawyers, and we present everything that was done in that search. And they told us that the only way that they intervene if somebody make a complaint. And after reviewing all that we did, they said that was not merit for the EEOC to intervene. Then please do not disperse things that are not right. And we have that in writing, and we have that in a recording, okay? That to put points in the right way. The second thing, I agree with some of you, that what we have do, we should do, is have a process. Sandra said that she will put a meeting for next Sunday to review
right.
the process before we receive the application. Then why is the idea to reshuffling and keep talking about the same thing that she already said that we will do? And the second thing is we should start thinking in questions that we want to ask. That is exactly what we did before. We review the applications, we make questions, we have interview with a candidate that the whole committee decide that we are have merit to interview them, and we have Zoom meeting with them with the same set of questions that the whole committee already approved. You were there, Susie was there, Billy were there, Nancy was there, most of us were in that committee, and that I think that is a wonderful idea, because then we have the same questions to the same candidates, and we can evaluate knowing what everybody think or what we think about them. Okay? It's not just reviewing a resume.
Okay, thank you. Venetia?
So, actually, Adriana, if you could, or maybe Rita, if you could send those questions to everyone, I myself would really like to see those. I really want to hear from Rita about how about
privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Okay, so can I finish?
Venetia,
I'm really confused.
Venetia, you're coming across as garbled. Are you on speakerphone or something? I just want you to know. Thank you.
You're just starting. You might be too close to your mic, Venetia.
Is this better?
No.
A little bit.
No.
Maybe just talking
is this
loud.
Better?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. I have the cheapest phone I could get. Oh, God. Oh,
You mentioned about sending the questions to everyone.
Yes, please, if you don't mind, Adriana, if you can send those questions, I would like to see those. And on that note, I would also really like to hear from Rita about what was the process used last time was my first question, if you can break that down. And my second / third would be, like, what was the things that didn't work and that need to be changed this time? And then also, what are the things that really worked and we should definitely use again this time? I'm asking Rita specifically because Rita was chair during a selection process.
Rita, did you want to respond?
I don't
think she must be gone.
Yeah, I don't think she voted on the list.
Mr. Chair, may I have the floor,
okay.
please?
Okay, you know, nobody else is on the stack right now. So, okay, Richard.
Okay, we've come to the end of our time. I move that we adjourn.
A second.
Okay, I don't think we need a motion for that if we're out of time. But, yeah, I agree with what several of you said. Why don't you all just send your suggestions and experiences from last time and everything to the whole committee? Or the whole LSB, if you don't have everybody's email address, and then we can discuss them next week. And maybe we'll have some ideas more concrete by then if we share it by email in advance. Is that okay, everyone?
Venetia, yeah, Venetia and Adriana, I'm going to call you, okay? That's Teresa.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you all.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So I guess we're out of time, and so we're adjourned. See you all next week. Bye.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.